The feisty beauty standing in front of me had taken my breath away, and not just from the welcome basket colliding with my chest. The moment she spoke, I knew there was a fire in her. It was raw and undeniable, and it made something within me shift. She had large, expressive brown eyes that conveyed the intensity of her dislike. High cheekbones, a defined jawline, and a long, graceful neck. Her lips were naturally full, with a distinctive pout that I wanted to kiss away. Her hair was the color of dark chocolate and pulled back in a messy braid with several loose pieces escaping to frame her face. "You seem to have an issue with me wanting to sell this bookstore." I was goading her on purpose to stoke the fire.
"Of course I do. Helen would be heartbroken," the woman fired back, her eyes flashing with anger.
I couldn't help but stare directly into those brown eyes, noting the orange rims around the pupils that seemed to glow with the intensity of her outrage.
"Helen did so much for our community. Every year she donated books to the Phil Ruby's Bed fundraiser. She had initiatives to help encourage literacy in schools, and you're going to throw away her entire legacy for a dollar."
"Phil Ruby's Bed?" I asked skeptically. I couldn't help the fact that my mind was instantly flooded with thoughts of her filling my bed. I normally didn't have such improper thoughts while simply talking to a woman, but there was something about her intensity that lit a fire low in my own belly.
"It's my charity. I fundraise for the community to fill the bed of my 1951 GMC truck with toys, gifts, food, and pet supplies."
"You're collecting donations in your vintage truck bed?" That seems a little performative. Evidently, it was the wrong thing to say. I could almost feel the energy drop. My dismissal only seemed to add fuel to the fire that was Elizabeth. Her eyes flashed dangerously.
"Well, you'd know all about performative, wouldn't you? Wearing $1,000 shoes to court to defend developers gutting small towns while pretending you're saving the world? Now that's performative."
"Ah, so now I'm the villain in your made-for-TV morality play. Let me guess, I'm the cold-hearted outsider who doesn't get it, who needs a little holiday magic and a cocoa-fueled redemption arc to become worthy of your small-town sparkle. Sorry to disappoint, Elizabeth. I didn't come here for a personality transplant. I came here to settle an estate."